Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat 739, up 1 3/4. September 745.5, up 1 1/4. July wheat in Chicago 681 3/4, down 1.5. September 689, down 2. July corn 647.5, down 5 1/4. December 516 1/4, down 3 1/4. July soybeans 14.56, up 7.5. November 12.16.5, down 11 3/4. July soybean meal 429.80, up 480 at 429.90 now. And August at 402.60 is up 60. July soybean oils 49.52 unchanged, while August is 49.31, down 4 now, down 5. June live cattle 119.20, down 20. May feeders 132.65, down 125. And June lean hogs are 91.97.5, and they are up 45.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's work on the fundamentals first. I believe the week-to-week all-time record for corn planting is 32%. We have a good shot at breaking that record tonight when we look at the numbers.
Boy, I would believe so. Producers hit it really hard there last week. Had an open window there. They took advantage of the open window, especially with the threat of moisture, and they really hustled. I believe we're going to break that record or set a new record there on that accomplishment of their hard work that they put in for the last 7 days.
So that would put us well over 60, maybe 65. And on a percentage basis against the average, we have closed the gap hugely. I guess the remaining weather play, if there would be one in the next week or two, would be questions regarding the upper Corn Belt.
Yeah, well, looking at the big picture, yeah, that's where the numbers are going to be watched real closely, how far along they are. But you don't have to go too far south of us. They've been barbaring with some rain, too. So there's some spots around that have not enjoyed the clear forecast and still somewhat struggling to get the crop in. But we'll see what the breakdown is. But the key is that the trade kind of feels we're going to have over 90% of the corn crop in as a nation as we move in the first part of June.
Which equates to how many acres?
Well, that's a good question. Right now we're looking maybe one and a half less million acres in the fringe areas. I don't believe anybody here in the central part's given up totally here on that. In fact, there's even quite a few beans that's been put in the ground here over the last few days.
Everybody's in a camp. There's going to be more beans than USDA suggested put in the ground, yes?
I think it's going to be a little higher, yeah. Overall, at these prices, there's not, unless things stay underwater, they're just going to be a lot of acres farmed this coming year. On the bean side of the equation, at these price levels here, you're going to see, a big jump in double crop beans as long as the weather stays favorable.
So traders probably playing the spreads a lot this week already. You look at soybeans. July is up 6 1/4. The November is down 11 3/4. They are spreading those contracts today.
Well, yeah, you look at the supply demand balance sheet. Fundamentally, the old crop is going to remain, somewhat tight. The demand is going to come and go, of course, but there's urgency to get some coverage on price breaks in old crop, especially if you're a livestock feeder, and make sure you have feed needs covered going into the late part of the summer. But, you know, as far as new crop goes, right now there's not a whole lot of threat or concern on production right at the moment here. You know, that can change 30 to 40 days from now, but for the most part, the trade is going to be geared up to be in a bull spread mentality here until we get more to the heart of the growing season and see how this weather forecast unfolds.
How much more oomph is in that spread? It is pretty wide as it is.
Well, I think there's, you know, more room to go here. I think that spread is going to be a good spread here until we get in at least first part of July. It's going to get wicked. It's going to be volatile. I feel that, there's still a little bit more room left.
Traders have also been working that July-December corn spread, although not so much today. Also, they've been looking hard at the September-December corn spread and wondering if that is old crop or new crop. Is September going to be old crop or new crop?
That's a good question. for the last 3 years, we've been robbing new crop to move into old crop demand anyway. But I think there's been enough corn in the ground in through here. As long as the weather cooperates, it's going to become a little bit more of a new crop. But, we got a long, big part of the growing season in front of us here. The SEP will maintain a premium to the December itself here as we move along and through here. End user is pretty empty. We feel the biggest opportunity from producer at this point in time is basis improvement as we get into that September time window. Now, that does not necessarily mean the market's going to go up, but we feel that the difference between cash and futures will be a lot narrower at that time frame versus where it is right now.
Why has the wheat market been beat up so much given the good fundamentals?
Well, just a lack of investor confidence, period. Ample, supplies worldwide. Ideas that, we're going to see wheat harvest at our doorstep here, fairly quickly. Also, too, wheat gained on corn there over the last 2 months, and there's a little bit of correction in that spread coming.
I mean, wheat has broken what I guess a lot of people are saying is a head and shoulders bottom formation. Could lose that formation, I suppose. And maybe another reason is just you just got to go back to the dollar. The dollar's rallied so sharply that it is the most sensitive of the crops on a worldwide basis because it is in every country in the world, and all the countries in the world are using this dollar to hedge their stuff.
Correct. Well, so it's an international market per se. On the head and shoulders bottom, though, we've taken out the low we made there into April. There's some sloppy head and shoulders formations, that can take place here. So, as long as we hold the April low in through here, I wouldn't be surprised to see it snap back above $7.
And if we don't hold the April low, what are the risks to the downside at that point?
Well, you're looking at a move back down to this 6.5 area on the July contract. Longer term, we could probably talk, $6 as long as harvest goes okay.
And does that push corn down?
Well, it's going to keep a lid on it. Corn's going to do its own thing here as we get more in the growing season. There will be nothing more exciting in the corn market to see a hot, dry forecast as we go into July time window with the tight old crop supplies and everybody sort of comfortable with getting the corn in the ground. That would be the next bullish event to happen here as we get more into that late June, early July time window.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn is 6.48¾, now 49, down 3¾. December, 5.17½, down 2. July beans, 14.54½, up 6, now up 5.75, now 5.5, and November at 12.15.75, down 12.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.